Hey there! In today's episode, we are going to talk about journaling. Yes, journaling. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, mind body eating coach, author, fun foodie, and all the other fun things you can find at hikinichandler.com. This conversation is all about self-love, your journey to self-love. So are you ready? Grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. So, do you guys like to journal? I know sometimes it can seem a little overrated, just being able to sit down, get quiet, pull out a piece of paper maybe and a pen. Well, guess what? People do still journal. I know some people like getting those little cutesy journals from Target or TJ Maxx or Ross or even Walmart has some nice journals. I can say for myself, I love buying different types of journals. I like just looking at the different colors, the designs, how the pages are designed as well. And so I usually get all excited when I see a journal. And not that I always need another journal, but let me tell you, I always find something to do with that particular journal. So I may add my notes, like business notes, or I may use it to actually journal things, daily things, and just getting things, you know, out of my brain. So there are a lot of reasons why people journal, but it's been shown as being something that is very therapeutic. I know a lot of psychologists, a lot of doctors, a lot of coaches have used journaling as a way to help speed things along with their clients. I know personally I have used journaling to actually help in my private coaching session during a shadow work session. So I can tell you that journaling is very effective. Now, let me just tell you a little bit more about journaling and why I have three reasons why you should journal your journey, especially right now, because there's so much going on in this world. People are still freaking out. There's food shortages in different places. A lot of older people are dying. I haven't been keeping up enough to see if it's been a lot of younger people dying as well, but I know there have been cases where a lot of elderly people have died, and I know people are trying to find things to do. And you guys, throughout everything, stay safe. If you don't have to go out, if you can eat out the freezer and not go make the extra grocery run this week, go ahead and eat the things that are in the freezer. Go ahead and cook them. Plan ahead. I mean, that's a whole nother podcast for that. But part of self-care, part of taking care of yourself, part of self-love is learning how to cleanse yourself, how to get things out. And so that goes into the reasons that you should journal the journey, especially now. So number one is to get all of that stuff out of your head. There's the news, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, all the different social media platforms. There's stuff everywhere. A lot of it is just clouding your thought, clouding your process. And so one reason why you need to journal the journey is to just do a clearing, okay? Get all that stuff out of your head and onto paper. It's so much better when you can just physically take that pen or pencil and just write, get some things out. If you want to write a few words, or if you're angry, you want to write just F-bombs or whatever you want to do. But get that stuff out, okay? Number two, for the reason why you should journal the journey, is that is such a release. It's such a release being able to journal. A lot of times after you have written down all the things you don't like or all the F-bombs or whatever you want to write down, you just feel so calm and relaxed. You're in a new state of being. You're no longer just feeling like you're tight and you're tense, but you're now in a relaxation response. And so when you're in a relaxation response, you're able to think clearly. You're able to digest your food properly. And that, I know that's a whole nother podcast as well. But when your body's in a relaxation response, you're calm, you're cool, collective, your stress levels are down, your cortisol levels are down, your insulin levels are down. And so you can function and move and flow throughout your day more freely and with more confidence and less stress. So it brings your body into a sense of calm, that relaxation response. And the third reason why you should journal the journey is because it's a great way of celebration. You're celebrating. What better way to journal, write down the things that you're grateful for, and write down the things that are happening that are positive. Not everything is negative. Yes, people are dying during this time. There's a lot of unrest, but I know you can find something to be grateful for. And so when you write down those wins and you celebrate throughout all of the noise, when you go back and you flip through those pages, you can say, hey, I remember on this date when this happened or that happened. And oh my gosh, I made progress. Yes, I was here, but look at me now. So it's a great way of celebration, celebrating your progress. So just to recap, three reasons to journal your journey. You want to get all of the negativity out of your head, all that stinking thinking. Number two, you want to bring your body into a sense of calm, a relaxation response. And then number three, you want to celebrate your progress. So I know these were helpful for you guys. I want you to really put this into action during this time, to really tune in and really start listening to what is really going on, listening to your body and seeing what your body needs. That's the greatest, greatest self-care, is learning how to tune into who you are and bringing that love back, okay? That's one of those tools of love. So you guys, stay safe, stay sane, and just remember, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon. One more thing. You guys, if you want to keep up with what's going on in my world, you can go to hikinichiller.com and also enter your information and get on my mailing list. Got some great things coming up. My membership community is opening up soon, so you don't want to miss it. To kick it off, we have a boot camp coming up, and so I want to make sure you get all of the tools that you need to be the change that you want to see and to heal your relationship with self, learning how to get rid of all those roadblocks that's been holding you back from reaching your highest goals. All right, talk to you soon.